Hey, welcome to this intermediate Ableton lesson, Building Tension in Pre-Drop Sections for Drum and Bass. I'm going to walk you through a compact, reusable 4-bar pre-drop template you can drop into any jungle or rolling DNB track. You should already know drum rack or simpler, basic routing and automation in live and simple mixing. Set your tempo to around 174 BPM and let's make that drop hit harder. First, quick overview of what we'll build. The pre-drop will include a rising white noise riser with a high pass sweep, a pitch rising snare roll, increasing wetness to reverb and delay returns, stereo width automation for impact, a low end removal on the last bar to create contrast, optional glitch fills, and a 1-bar silence or filtered hit right before the drop. Our example will be a 4-bar pre-drop from bar 33 through 36, with the drop landing at bar 37. Step 1. Project setup and chunking. Put locators in your arrangement and label the sections. Verse, pre-drop, drop. Decide length. We'll do 4 bars here because it's a classic balance between urgency and space. If you prefer short and sudden, go 2 bars. For an epic cinematic build, go 8. Put your pre-drop between bars 33 and 36 and your drop at 37. Step 2. Build the riser. Create an audio or instrument track and load simpler with a white noise sample set to 1 shot. Or use wave-eatable or operator noise if you have sweet. On that track, chain an EQ8 first to cut below about 100 Hz so the riser doesn't fill the sub. Next, add auto filter set as a high pass 24 dB per octave with resonance in the 30-55% range. Add a saturator for a little grit, and a utility where you'll automate width. Automate the auto filter cutoff from roughly 200 Hz ramping up to around 12-14 kHz across the 4 bars. Also, automate gain to rise maybe 6 to 10 dB with the build, or use utility gain. For the pitch feel, automate simpler's transpose up between plus 12 and plus 18 semitones across the build. That classic octave-ish lift creates tension. A quick teacher tip: end the pitch a touch before the drop rather than right on the hit to keep the transient clear. Step 3. Snare and percussion roll. Use a drum rack loaded with a snare or layered snare clap. Program a roll over the last 1 or 2 bars. Start with 1/16 spacing and densify into 1/32 for the final bar, and draw increasing velocities so it crescendos naturally. Put a EQ8 on the roll to remove low end under about 200 Hz, and route reverb and delay via sends. Add beat repeat or grain delay, but leave them bypassed until the last bar, then bring them in by automation for glitchy movement. For a pitch rising snare variant, duplicate the snare into a simpler and automate transpose up around 7 to 12 semitones across the last bars. Step 4. Space builders with sends and returns. Create return A as a large hall reverb and return B as a ping pong delay. On the returns, keep the reverb return filtered so it doesn't shove low frequencies into the mix. Put an EQ after the reverb or use the reverb's high cut to roll off everything below 300 to 600 Hz. Set reverb decay around 2 to 4 seconds, and return dry slash wet around 35 to 45%. For ping pong delay, try eighth or dotted eighth sync, feedback around 25 to 40%, and a dry slash wet around 30 to 40%. Automate the send knobs on the riser and snare from 0 up to about plus 0.3 or so across the build. This gets things wetter and more distant as tension rises. Important practical move: automate the return volume or the return dry slash wet down to 0 at the drop if you want a sudden clarity. You'll hear the drop cut through cleaner. Step 5. Remove low end for contrast. This is the big secret in DNB pre-drops. Cut the subs right before the drop. Put an EQ8 on your bass bus or master bass channel and automate a high pass sweeping from around 30 to 60 Hz up to 200 to 400 Hz during the last 1 to 2 bars. You can also use auto filter HP if you want a smoother curve. In the last bar, consider pulling kick level down or muting it for 1 bar so the re-entry feels massive. Teacher note: keep this short. Kill the low end too early and you'll lose momentum. Step 6. Stereo width automation and impact. Put utility on your master or on buses you want to control. During the build, you can narrow elements. Go from a wider start into a more focused or mono feeling bar before the drop, then slam the width wide again at the drop for maximum perceived expansion. A pattern that works is wide early, narrow to mono in the bar before the drop, then instantly jump to 150 to 200% width at the drop. Quick caution: check mono compatibility after doing this so you don't create phase cancellation issues. Step 7. The final transient hit and the silence trick. Layer a short impact sample that combines a tight noise transient and a sine or low sub transient. Put it on the downbeat of the drop and process with saturator and glue compressor to make it snap. For drama, create a one bar near silence before the drop by automating group utility, gain down or muting drums and bass for half to one bar, but keep a riser tail or very subtle ambience so it doesn't feel abruptly empty. Always add a tiny fade to avoid clicks, a 5 to 20 millisecond fade on audio clips or a quick curved automation. Avoids nasty artifacts. Step 8. Bounce or print if needed. If you stacked lots of CPU-heavy devices, resample or consolidate the pre-drop to audio so you can tweak more easily without the CPU hits and so you can garment the timing or apply final fades. A few common mistakes to watch for. 1. Don't remove energy for too long. One bar of muted low end or kick is usually enough. 2. Don't overwhet everything. Filter your reverb returns and automate sends rather than dumping reverb on every track. 3. Avoid abrupt automation without fades to prevent clicks. 4. Keep an eye on phase and mono collapse when you push width. And 5. Don't layer a dozen risers. Limit to one or two layers with distinct roles, like a bright noise riser and a low rumble. Now some coach-level notes to sharpen your approach. Think enforce and release. Every automation should either heighten perceived tension or set up a clean release. Automate fewer parameters with stronger intent. Pick two or three main moves like spectral opening, stereo change, and low-end removal rather than automating everything and creating a muddy mess. Use group buses to control the whole scene. It keeps the session tidy and lets you audition variations fast. When pitching warped audio, prefer complex pro mode for long smooth glides. Switch to beats or resample if you want grainy artifacts. If you want to experiment further, here are a few advanced variations. Try dual risers. One bright noise and one low mid rumble. Offset their end points by an eighth or quarter beat so they don't climax at once. Use rhythmic erosion by sending drums through an LFO-controlled gate that speeds up toward the drop, turning a steady groove into shards. For harmonic anticipation, sweep a narrow band boost in the mid-range up a few semitones. It makes an attention-grabbing wolf tone. Reverse-based swells, granular pitch smears, tiny Doppler micropitches on the last transient, and automated redux for gritty degradation all work great for darker, heavier DNB. Quick mini practice you can do in 20 to 40 minutes. Load a 4-bar loop at 174 BPM and mark bar 33 as the pre-drop. Make a white noise simpler riser with auto filter sweeping 200 Hz to 12 kHz and transpose up 12 semitones. Cross the 4 bars. Program a snare roll that densifies into 1/32 over the final bar and automate a pitch up on the last two beats. Add a reverb return and automate sends up to about 0.35. On the bass channel, automate a high pass from roughly 40 Hz to 400 Hz over the final bar. In the last half bar, mute or heavily reduce drums, leaving only a riser tail, and place an impact on the downbeat of bar 37. Play it back, tweak curves to be smooth, and consolidate if you need to free CPU. Homework challenge. Make three distinct 4-bar pre-drops in 90 minutes using only stock Ableton devices. Each must include a spectral sweep, a percussion roll, scent-based wetness automation, and a last bar low-frequency reduction. Keep active tracks to 6. Deliver a mixdown for each and stems for riser, percussion roll, and bass boss. Then jot 2 to 4 bullets on which parameters you automated and why. If you want feedback, render one and send it. I'll give targeted notes on maximizing contrast and impact. Recap in one line. Pre-drop tension is all about controlled contrast. Remove low-end and transient punch. Add spectral motion. Increase wetness and width at the right time, and then deliver a clean, loud re-entry. Keep automations meaningful and coordinated, filter your returns, check mono, and use short silences or hits for maximum payoff. Alright, go build 3 pre-drops, short, standard, and epic, then try dropping them under your tracks and see which one cracks the room. If you want, I can sketch a starter Ableton project with device chains and routing to drop into your session. Send me one of your rendered pre-drops and I'll give notes. Let's make those drops massive.